Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Breaking Beauty Podcast. I'm one of your co-hosts, Jill Dunn, and I'm here virtually with Carlene Higgins. Hey, Carlene.
Hi, Jill. Nice to see you again.
You too. Are you out of your basement yet?
Hell no.
Like,
oh my gosh,
you know, renovations in your basement.
Oh, the renovations, they just don't stop. So that is annoying as all hell. But I have to say, It's really fun to have an excuse to just like nonstop shop, buying things for the home. It's like my second passion behind, you know, beauty. And I just love it. And it's funny how my taste has like changed, because I remember the first time around, like 8 years ago, it was a couple of years after we moved in, we're buying stuff and accumulating everything. I wanted everything white. And now I want everything black. Like I've just bought a new dresser and we're painting the banister and the railing black. And like, I even just bought a black set of sheets.
Wow.
I don't know if that was smart
this
or not,
is a whole
but
mood.
I did.
Well, I can't wait to see it all come together. I mean, I think it's like you're just spending so much time at home. It's like, why not just have it reflect your mood right now and just have something new to look at? You know what I mean? I feel like a lot of people can relate to that.
Oh, hell yeah. Everybody's renovating right now. And I feel you, if that's you. I know all about delays, but I think it's going to be so gratifying in the end. And I can't wait
absolutely.
To nest up there this winter. So thanks for asking.
Awesome. But speaking of shopping for stuff, I mean, I know last week we did a whole damn goods episode and there was a lot of exciting things that we talked about. And we kind of teased that we might have some products spill over to this week. And indeed, that did happen. So welcome to part two of our fall 2021 damn goods roundup. And I think in this week's episode, what's exciting is a lot of the products that we're talking about are budget finds, which we know that our audience absolutely loves. Who doesn't?
We love a steal. And I love things that are like designer at a great price. So I always try to find things that look really expensive and feel really expensive, but you're not paying so much. So I'm so excited to share my finds with all of you guys today.
Yeah. And I think there's been some exciting news and innovation in this category. Certainly, I just saw last week that Boots, which is the iconic drugstore in the UK, Boots, they just launched a skincare line called Boots Ingredients. And It's definitely taking inspiration from The Ordinary and The Inky List. And it launched in the UK back in the spring, but they just brought it stateside to Target this fall. And all of the products, for the most part, are under $10. So these are all based around hero ingredients, like a vitamin C serum. They even have a niacinamide mask that I'm very curious to try. And I just think of powerhouse like Boots. If you guys aren't familiar, they have the Boots number 7 line. They have a ton of clinical research behind that product. It's gone viral before things went viral online. It went viral from newspaper articles, that product. It's exciting because they're going to have all of that data, Carlene, to know what people are searching for on their website. And they have the power to scale and bring things to market that maybe the Inky List hasn't invented yet or The Ordinary hasn't invented yet. So I think it's a very exciting line to watch. I haven't had a chance to try it yet, but just wanted to put it on people's radar.
Yeah, amazing. And I think the other thing that makes these episodes so much easier for us to put together, frankly, in this day and age is that budget doesn't just have to mean drugstore anymore. You know, with the mm-hmm. rise of the direct-to-consumer brands, there's so much less overhead that the prices can be quite reasonable, even when you're yep. putting out a premium product. And then, of course, I think with indie brands as well, we're seeing this growth of, you know, founders. We're seeing more people of color founders and Black-owned beauty brands and who they're catering to. So I do want to give a shout out just before we get into our reviews for a line called Ustawi. It's U-S-T-A-W-I, founded by a former refugee and model, Natasha Paugam. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. And so this line is all about skincare using natural ingredients from her family's recipes in Africa. But what's also really cool and what made me really interested in this brand is that Natasha's partnered with a dermatologist, Dr. Elise Love. So there is that kind of like dermatological backbone to these products. It's not just like another all-natural line. So I think indie brands are really leading the pack too. And we're going to have a mm-hmm. mix of really accessible drugstore stuff. We're going to talk about indie. Let's give them a little bit more of a teaser.
Yes. So today we're putting to the test a viral skin tint that's completely sold out everywhere because of TikTok. What else? We're also going to find a nail polish that's less than $10 that's going to get you the nail look of the moment that's good enough for Megan Fox and Kourtney Kardashian. Mm-hmm. What else, Carlene? Mm-hmm.
And we have a dupe for a luxury fruity floral fragrance that I think a lot of our listeners will be interested in as well. We've got body washes that, honestly, if I were an Airbnb host, I would have them in my shower. I'll tell you that. That's how cute they are.
And so you'll want to stay tuned to the end because we actually are testing a new hair tool that's a sister to a cult favorite product. So you guys are going to want to stay tuned to the end to hear about that. And of course, every single thing that we talk about today, we always recap it over on our website, which is breakingbeautypodcast.com. And you'll find everything that we talk about today. We link to it over there. So should we get into it?
Yeah. Shopping carts ready. Let's go. And now a word from one of today's show partners, Talkspace. So I have a kid who's just started middle school, and let me tell you, being a parent is honestly the most challenging thing I've ever done in my life. It's like you've got this perfect little angel who's branching out on their own, making their own choices, and you're so scared that you're going to let them do or not let them do something that's going to break them. Like that period that they stayed home because of COVID and sat in front of their screens for 10 hours while mommy and daddy worked all day and made dinner and all the rest of it. Yeah, those months and months down a dark hole, we're never going to get those back. And it's weird because as they become their own little people, they become harder to talk to too. I don't know why that is. That's where Talkspace online therapy can really help. Whether you're having complicated feelings about a relationship or just need a neutral person to talk to. And by the way, I'm talking about for the parent or for the adolescent because Talkspace offers individual therapy for both age groups, plus couples therapy and medication prescription services. And Talkspace is actually the number one online therapy platform offering thousands of therapists qualified to help with depression, anxiety, relationships, and more. I think the reason why our listeners would love Talkspace, though, is how easy it is to get the support that you need. Talkspace works around your schedule with live video sessions and unlimited messages with a dedicated therapist. So if you need a little support to help you through the end of the year or want to start building toward a better upcoming year, Talkspace is here to help. Match with a licensed therapist when you go to Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month with the promo code BEAUTY. That's $100 off when you use code BEAUTY at Talkspace.com. We'll link to that offer on our blog and in our show notes. And now back to the show. Okay, Jill, I want to hear all about this viral TikTok product and whether it actually lives up to the hype.
Okay, the short answer is yes. And the name of the product is L'Oreal Paris True Match Nude Hyaluronic Tinted Serum. So it's the first tinted serum with hyaluronic acid, and there's 10 shades. It's $19.99 US and $24.99 in Canada. And basically, Carlene, this went completely viral on TikTok and it's sold out everywhere. Like, I went to my local drugstore here to just see. And even where I am in quite a small town right now, it's like it's gone. And I went to several stores to see it, like Walmart, drugstore, everything, and it's nowhere to be found. So basically, Carlene, what this is, it's from the True Match family within L'Oreal, but it's a complexion product that you deliver with a dropper, much like you would a skincare serum. And so there's only 10 shades, like I mentioned, but it's because it is a serum, like much like tinted moisturizers of the past weren't like an exact match for your skin because they didn't need to be. It's not about coverage. It's about like sort of enhancing your own skin tone. But I will say they have very light to very deep. So there's a really nice breadth of shades, even though there's only 10.
Okay, so let me get this straight. The finish is more like a tinted moisturizer. It's not a foundation per se.
That's right. So it's tinted serum. So I would say it's sort of like the idea is that it's a serum, but it's tinted instead of a moisturizer that's tinted. It's a serum that's tinted.
Got it. All right.
And so it comes in the dropper. And so you shake really well before you use it and you apply a few drops. I applied like 3 or 4 drops directly to my face. Mm-hmm. And I use my fingers to blend it in. You're starting at the center and then working out, obviously. And you can use this
alone. I'm starting to get the visual, like the TikTok visual where people are actually dropping it on their face like they used to do with the highlighters. Is that what they do?
Yeah, basically. So I would say I did like 3-4 drops and then I put it in the center of my face and then I use my fingertips to work out. And then I grab my wet beauty blender and like really worked it into the skin. And it actually dries down pretty quickly, even though it is very liquid. So you have to move kind of fast. Mm. With that being said, I would suggest a couple of drops first, get it onto your skin and then like add more as you see fit. I would have to say that my one gripe about it is like, I just don't love makeup that's in a dropper because I feel like over time the product can kind of dry out and it's just not, I just prefer a pump. It's cleaner. And with a product like this, because it has a white squeezer on the top, like I find like I inevitably end up with like product on the white dropper and it just looks a little bit messy and gloopy. Mm-hmm. But honestly, Carlene, I am obsessed with this product. It is this nude radiant finish. It's like, how do they do it? It's like magic in a bottle. It literally should be, I would pay 4 times as much for this. It's got these like luminous mineral pigments in it. So I don't know, it's just really enhancing your skin, but it lasts. Like, I really do not know how they did it. And it doesn't feel like glue on your face. It feels very lightweight, like you're wearing nothing, a tinted serum. I think that's very self-explanatory. But it passes this wear test. Like, I had it on my face, obviously, in the morning. I was like, yeah, it's not going to really stick around because for me, tinted moisturizers typically don't. But like hours later, it was still there. Mm-hmm. So I just feel like it's that kind of product that you're kind of reaching for right now because, you know, we're not really going out as much, but you want your skin to look good on the Zoom call. And I really think that they did nail the shades because it is a True Match product. You know, they have so much data about matching a variety of skin tones out there. And so, yeah, I would say this has gone viral for good reason.
Okay. I'd be very curious to put it against what I'm holding in my hand that I'm going to talk about next, which is the Tower 28 Sunny Days Broad Spectrum SPF 30 Tinted Sunscreen. This product is $30 US, so quite a bit more than what you're talking about. Maybe it's going to be around 34 Canadian. It's available for waitlist.
Wait. How much is it?
$30 US.
See, that goes against their whole thing. All their products were under $28 before.
Well, I guess they're going to increase it to $30. But you know what? Just like you said, this product, this is my favorite product I've tried in a long time. Like, amazing. Just like you said, I would pay a lot more for this product. I think they have absolutely hit it out of the park. So I'm kind of giving away my bottom line here. But what I was going to say is this product is available for waitlist now. I would say run, don't walk. It will be on sale October 12th on both sides of the border. I just think what kind of swag you've got to have to be like, we're going to get a wait list going, guys. Like, we'll have a date on Sephora that you can jump in and get on the wait list. It's like, you know, that's balls, right? I love it. Yeah. I love that kind of confidence. Now, they say that this is a foundation and a mineral sunscreen in one, which I think is just so innovative right there. This does have an SPF 30, so that definitely makes it different than the L'Oreal mm-hmm. product. But it gives you quite a bit of coverage, like the coverage of a foundation. But where I'm saying it's similar to the L'Oreal is it is this beautiful, radiant finish. It's not too dewy, but it gives you this very fresh look. And I feel like what's unique about it is that it does last all day, because I find when I use a lot of these like dewy foundations mm-hmm. and it's all about radiance, it looks great when I put it on, but as soon as I touch my face, it slides right off. Like literally, I can't even just put my hand, I can't even rest my cheek on my hand and it slid off. So right. I really like the performance of this product. And mm-hmm. of course, just as a reminder, you know, you can go back and listen to our Tower 28 episode, but they're all about formulating for sensitive skin. So this is, they're saying, the first complexion product ever to receive the National Eczema Association's seal of acceptance. So if you do struggle with eczema or sensitive skin, I think this is, you know, an amazing option for you. We also, a couple of weeks back, talked to Dr. Laurel Garrity in episode 191 that was partnered phone a friend with Cetaphil. But she did talk about how mineral sunscreen is better for sensitive skin. And this is a mineral-based sunscreen, okay? It uses non-nano zinc in it. So that makes it ideal for sensitive skin as well. But I just love that this was completely non-greasy. It was not cakey. And also, I want to talk about the shades. It has 14 shades, which I think off the hop, just hearing that, you're thinking, that's not a lot. That's not enough. And certainly, I have pale skin. I don't have dark skin, so I can't personally attest to how it's going to wear on dark skin. But looking at the shade range of 14, I would say it's quite evenly distributed. And I know her line is meant to be quite inclusive. So there are 5 shades that are meant for deeper skin tones. There are 5 shades that are designed for medium and 4 for pale. So it's not about, you know, 10 of them are for Caucasian skin and, you know, it's distributed quite nicely. And in addition to that, they worked with Pakistani-American celebrity makeup artist Kiran Bhatti, who is famous for working with Tessa Thompson and Awkwafina, to ensure that the product had high performance and worked with all skin tones without a white cast, which of course is so important when it comes to mineral sunscreen and foundations in general, and to make sure that it doesn't oxidize, which is a big complaint for a lot of foundations where the shade matches your skin tone in the morning, but by the time the air gets to it, it turns orangey throughout the day. So the performance behind this product is incredible. It's the best product I've used in a very long time.
Well, that's all very exciting. Get on the wait list, you guys. A quick break to shout out one of our show partners, Cetaphil. So in case you missed it, a couple of weeks ago in episode 191, we chatted with board certified dermatologist, Dr. Laurel Garrity. She's a consulting derm with Cetaphil, and she helped us to solve our sensitive skin woes. And I learned a lot in that conversation. First and foremost, that the brand is pronounced Cetaphil, not Cetaphil. I was shook. I mean, I'd been pronouncing it wrong for many years. But beyond that, we learned so much around the do's and don'ts of treating sensitive skin needs and tons of takeaway because I have mild rosacea. Carlene has a lot of skin redness. So we were taking notes. And you know what, Breaking Beauty, we're big fans of products that stand the test of time. And even the most iconic products, though, they need a little glow up on occasion. So Dr. Garrity chatted with us about how Cetaphil products got a fresh new look and reformulation. The products are now specially formulated with a dermatologist-backed blend of vitamin B3, vitamin B5, and hydrating glycerin. That really helps to defend against the 5 signs of skin sensitivity, like weakened skin barrier, irritation, roughness, tightness, and dryness. So Cetaphil has been caring for sensitive skin for nearly 75 years and has been trusted by dermatologists for decades. As part of their ongoing commitment to science-backed skincare, Cetaphil recently revealed new formulations for five of their most beloved products, including the Gentle Skin Cleanser, to better meet the needs of even the most sensitive skin. Visit Cetaphil.com for more information or check out Cetaphil's Instagram feed and Facebook page with the handle at CetaphilUS. We'll link to those in our show notes and on our website. Now back to the show.
So what's next? I know you have something else that is like kind of viral or popping or in the air.
Yeah.
What do you got?
Yeah. Okay. So I'm sure I'm not the only one who saw the Genius Skims campaign featuring Megan Fox and Kourtney Kardashian. I mean, Kim is a marketing genius. So she took the two people who are on every red carpet right now alongside Machine Gun Kelly and Travis Barker, and she put them in this Skims campaign, and it's so hot, like majorly hot vibes. They're like feeding each other cherries and just like really sexy posing, and the Skims themselves are like black and like very high cut and very sexy, and it's kind of like that bright flash lighting, so it's just like the skin is glowing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just very hot. But the thing that I couldn't stop staring at was their nail color, because it's this like vibrant green, like emeralds kind of meets hunter green, and on their like very long nails. I'm like obsessed with it. And I just feel like green nails in general are having such a moment right now. Like there's a nail polish company out of the UK and they do gel polishes. It's called the Gel Bottle. And they actually have one that's called Bottega Green, because I think so it's obviously very reminiscent of like the it bag of the moment. And I was like, I gotta get this look. And then I saw this weekend, like Sally Hughes did a whole article about how green makeup is like of the moment. It's just the color of the season. Absolutely. But of course, green makeup, really hard to wear. Green nail polish, not so much. So so basically I found a dupe for this color that they're wearing in the Skims campaign. And this one is from Olive & June. It's called Geometry. It's one of their new fall shades. It's $8 US. And it's a bit more, it's like a Hunter meets Kelly green nail polish.
Yeah, I love it.
And it's just, I mean, I just feel like love this hue is absolutely everywhere. And I have shellac on right now. Unfortunately, I have like a neutral shellac, but I did put this on my toes. And so I was able to get really good coverage with this color. Sometimes it's not so easy when the colors are a little bit darker like this. This is a swatch of it, Carlene. I swatched it for you.
Yeah, I love it. Love it.
And if you recall, Carlene, the one thing that was on my holiday wish list last year when we did a whole gifting episode, the one thing I wanted was the Gucci green nail polish, which was like $50. I guess subconsciously I've been coveting that color kind of ever since. And so I feel like this is really ticking that box for me. And I'm obsessed.
You know what? It probably has better performance too. I would say I would go with a nail polish brand that's from a nail studio, like a proper nail studio, than just like Gucci. Just saying. Well, leave it to Kim Kardashian to know exactly what's on point, what's happening this season. Everything is Kardashian these days. We all know that. And so I think that leads very nicely into my next review, which is the KKW, the Essential Nude Fragrance in Nude Silk. I actually have three of the four. This is part of a collection. It's the KKW, the Essential Nudes Fragrances Collection. But this is my favorite here. It's called the Nude Silk. So I'm holding up the bottle. It's actually 30 mils. So it's, you know, a little smaller, but it's only $40. It fits in the palm of my hand. And this is very much in the aesthetic of Skims and Kim Kardashian. The whole collection is varying shades of nude, these really warm beiges and browns and sand colors. And this line launched just in September. So there's four in the collection. There's a Nude Soleil, Nude Silk, Nude Suede, and Nude Sand. And as you can imagine, these are all how I would describe like second skin fragrances. They're meant to be very like warm and powdery. And I think they're a really nice complement to like Skims and this whole nude aesthetic that she's cultivated so well, even in like the palette of her makeup. You know, I always think of this, I'll forever think of this like beige aesthetic and associate it with Kim Kardashian. So personally, I think if you were to try any of them and you wanted something that felt like that real nude idea, I would say definitely to try the Nude Sand. That's the floral woody musk that's probably what you would expect these fragrances most to smell like. So it's, they have some floral notes like peony. The center notes are like tonka bean, and there's something called ambrette, which is like an amber accord. So it's got that very soft, creamy, little bit of gourmand scent to it. But for me, the fragrance I liked and I found most surprising, like I said, was the nude silk, which is actually kind of a very fresh floral. It's like a fruity green scent, and it has notes of peach nectar, and it feels more just like a brighter, fresher scent, like I said. And it has like honeysuckle and peony at the core, and then the dry down is a bergamot. So I really liked this scent the most, but when I was reading some of the reviews online, people are saying it's like a dupe to Jo Malone's Nectarine Blossom Honey. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was interesting. So if you're a fan of that scent, this is a much less expensive version at $40. So I just wanted to kind of on that tip, talking about body, I am also really excited to talk about this next collection. And these are a new line of Odele body washes that have come out. There were four that launched in August. They're $9 each US. I'm going to hold up just a couple of them here, Jill. They are just absolutely stunning in this packaging. Mm-hmm. And it is a substantial size. It's 16 fluid ounces, 473 mils. Like for $9, can you even believe?
Yeah, they're really cool. Very luxury looking.
So when you look at them, similar to like the KKW, they've got this muted palette. You know, you can picture like this beautiful muted beige and like this grayish green color. And there's like a grayish blue one. They literally look like Byredo, like the vibe of Byredo or Necessaire in your shower at a fraction of the price. So I was already a fan of the Odele products. They're best known for their salon quality hair products at drugstore prices. And I was a big fan of the detangling tonic. I actually just happened to look it up again. And since I started using it a year ago, I just got rid of my empty. I used it to the very last drop. It's won a few beauty awards from like Essence and Pop Sugar and stuff. And so they do have just great quality, affordable hair care and styling products. And now they've just branched into body care. So they've started with just body washes. And what I like about these is that they do have very significant ingredients in it. You know, it's not, a lot of body washes are just about this fabulous scent. You know, I want to be woken up in the morning, so it's going to be this scent. These ones are definitely pushing into that kind of Necessaire territory. So the one I'm holding here, it's called the Clarifying Body Wash. And it has AHAs in it. So it's actually meant to do some like resurfacing. It's not just about the scent. But the other thing I suppose I should mention is if you're interested in clean beauty, and I'm putting quotations, air quotes around that, guys, because I'm not, you know, I'm not trying to imply that anything that else is dirty is why I do that. But, you know, it is sort of sulfate free. And there's a whole host of, I believe everything follows like Euro standards in terms of all the things that are not in it. And it's also derm tested and pH balanced. So you're getting incredible value for $9. And I just wanted to point out this other one that I really like. It's the Ultra Sensitive Body Wash. And this one has also been accepted by the National Eczema Association. The key ingredients in this one is colloidal oat, which you might recognize from another drugstore brand, Aveeno. So this is like a really glow up version of that, that really has a lot of credibility behind it. I would say one of the big differences with this one is it's a clear formula. I think a lot of the Aveeno ones are creamier. So this one kind of lathers up and it just feels different in terms of a experientially. But I love these. I cannot believe that they're this inexpensive. So I just had to share.
Okay. Love it. Definitely Lux for Less with that brand. Jumping in to share a word from our show sponsor, Nutrafol. So the other day I was scrolling Instagram and I came upon an Instagram story post from a former beauty editor who now works in the tech space. And she was basically doing a call out to her followers to ask for solutions for her postpartum hair loss. She's showing pictures, everything of her thinning hairline. And I just thought, wow, that is so amazing. She's going to help so many people just by sharing her struggle. And she's definitely not alone. In fact, nearly 30 million women are impacted by weakened or thinning hair. And honestly, that's why I'm happy that Nutrafol exists, because it's a solution that you can trust to deliver results no matter what stage of life you're in. So Nutrafol is a physician-formulated, 100% drug-free oral supplement that aims to improve hair growth and thickness with less shedding, like I said, through all stages of life. You can take a quiz on their website. It takes 3 minutes and it will help you determine which formula is right for you. I take the Women's Balance. And when you glance at the Nutrafol label, you'll notice that they have a lot of well-known hair growth go-to ingredients like biotin, beta-carotene, zinc, and selenium, to name a few. And together, those really help to support healthy hair growth from within, and they're targeting the 5 root causes of thinning, which are stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, and metabolism. And in a clinical study, 86% of women reported improved hair growth after just 6 months. So Nutrafol has an exclusive offer for our Breaking Beauty listeners. You can grow thicker, healthier hair and support our show by going to Nutrafol.com and entering the promo code BREAKING to save $15 off your first month's subscription. This is their best offer anywhere, and it's only available to U.S. customers for a limited time. Plus, free shipping on every order. Get $15 off at Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, and use our promo code BREAKING. We'll link to that offer in our show notes and on our website. Now back to today's show.
Okay, so the moment we've all been waiting for, let's talk about skincare. As we talked about, there's so many new launches that are a very decent price. And then the next product that I want to talk about is the Vichy Normaderm SOS Acne Rescue Spot Corrector. It's $18 in the US, $29 Canadian, and it actually goes by a different name in Canada, which we often see with these French pharmacy brands. It's called the Vichy Normaderm Phyto Solution Anti-Acne Spot Treatment Paste. They launched at different times too. So this product is new in Canada, but it launched back in June in the US. And you might be wondering, Carlene, we know you have sensitive skin and you don't have a lot of acne. So how is it that you're testing this spot corrector? Well, guess what? I have a daughter. She's 11 and she's struggling with acne. She has kind of like fine dots all over her chin, her forehead in the T-zone, a lot of blackheads around the nose. And I wanted to call out this product because honestly, the results are incredible. She's been using it every night for the past week in the T-zone area. And I looked at her face this morning and I was like, whoa, you're still using that product, right? I can really tell the difference. So I definitely wanted to share it with you. This is Vichy's first targeted acne spot treatment. So it's good for enlarged pores and oiliness. And the key ingredients, there's 10% sulfur, glycolic acid, and niacinamide. One of the reasons why I think this product might be so effective is that 10% sulfur. So anybody who listened to our recent teen skin episode with the LA-based facialist, Shani Darden, she and I were chatting about the products she uses on her own teens that's really effective with acne. And she recommended a sulfur mask that she would get her daughter to use as a spot treatment. She would kind of make it into a little paste. And she recommended a product there. So this is like a similar product with sulfur as the key ingredient, but it's much less expensive. So I definitely wanted to bring your attention to this product. I think it works incredibly well. It's allergy tested, dermatology tested, non-comedogenic, oil-free, fragrance-free, all the things that make it great for sensitive skin as well. So you can trust it on the little ones. But I honestly would recommend, like Jill, I think you should try this product. I know you suffer from hormonal acne. It's all about just drying it out, right? The only downside I will point out is that there is a sulfur smell to it didn't bother my kid who has anosmia, hasn't been able to smell for all of her life, but I actually tried it myself just to see, and I could actually smell it throughout the day. So there is a little bit of a drawback, but I think it's totally worth it. And I also noticed it gave a really nice, like, mattifying primer type of a texture. So I think it'd be great under makeup as well. I also happened to notice that it won Allure's 2021 Best in Beauty Award, just saying for what that's worth. I like this product a lot. What about you? What have you been discovering in budget skincare?
Okay, so this is pretty exciting. The brand Sage is well known, obviously, for their dreamy spa-like stores. They originated in Vancouver, but they have stores all over North America now. And it has a very like zen-like environment. And almost everybody I know has a Sage diffuser in their house that's kind of like spouting beautiful scent into the air. And so they've actually started dabbling in skincare. And for the first time, or they had a couple products before, but this is like a huge push into the skincare market. So Sage Wellness, they actually just debuted a whole range of skincare that target four different types of skin types or skin considerations, if you will. There's products for sensitive skin. There's products for normal combination skin. There's products for dry slash mature skin. And then there's products for blemish prone skin as well. So they have cleansers, moisturizers, face oils, and toner, as well as a few different body care products, including hand cream, as well as a nail balm and a clay face mask. But my favorite product from the line that I tried is from their sensitive skin range, and it's called Calmo Mile, and it's their sensitive moisturizer, and it's only $40, Carlene. So I think that is definitely, you know, it's not $10, but it is on that same level as an Olay or a Neutrogena, but it's all natural ingredients. And I actually think why I wanted to talk about this one today is I actually think that this is a pretty good dupe for the Tata Harper Super Kind Fortifying Moisturizer, which I've been obsessed with since it launched. This one, Tata Harper, $160. This one, $40. The key ingredient is calendula oil. I know you and I have talked about that many times as being like a BFF for sensitive skin. It's also got apricot kernel oil in there, as well as chamomile, which is really calming and anti-inflammatory, soothing redness and rosacea. And I just find that sometimes with these all natural moisturizers, especially ones that are for sensitive skin, they like sit on top of my face, which I hate. And I feel like I can just always feel them throughout the day, and you can like kind of move the product around. So this one, I felt like it was really fast absorbing. And I did put it on one night after I'd done a skin peel. And I put it on before I went to bed, and I felt like the next morning when I woke up, like all the traces of redness were gone. It really did work as like a calming effect.
I love calendula for that.
Yeah. It also just smells so amazing. Like It's, yeah, I don't know. I just thought it was a really great price point, and it did what it said it was going to do. You know, it's not super fancy, but it's really, I think it's smart for them to be getting into the skincare. And I think people would be excited to find a dupe for a really pricey item like a Tata Harper. So that's that.
Absolutely. Well, it's interesting. I think another area where we're finding great budget skincare is in Gen Z brands. You know, because they know for their market, they have to stay affordable. The first one is Peace Out Repairing Moisturizer. It's $28 US and $35 in Canada, available at Sephora. So people might be familiar with Peace Out for their acne patches, which is what they first launched with. And we love acne patches. We've asked so many facialists and dermatologists now whether they actually work or whether they're a gimmick, and they always say no, they actually do work. So we're fans here at Breaking Beauty.
I can attest to that.
And so although Peace Out sort of started with the acne stickers, they have gotten into proper skincare. And so they launched a cleansing balm, they launched an acne serum, and this is now the third product that can complete your acne skincare routine. It is the repairing moisturizer. So this is obviously very lightweight, which is what you need for acne-prone skin. It is also alcohol-free, which I think is smart. And they also designed it with sensitive skin in mind. And I think that that is a connection that has been kind of late in coming. And I love that they've acknowledged that. Again, I'm not a skin pro myself, but I do think that when you have the inflammation that comes with acne, that there is logically a certain amount of sensitivity that's happening. Mm-hmm. That's why there's certain ingredients that you really need to avoid. But on the other hand, they've really thought about skin barrier with this product, which I think is really smart mm-hmm. and something that you might not see in a lot of kind of Gen Z brands. So in terms of key ingredients, there are ceramides in here. There's a ceramide complex, which we know kind of helps. We always talk about that brick wall and when there's cracks in it, and that's when you're left vulnerable, right? And that can lead to sensitivity. So ceramide kind of seals up those cracks. It also has squalane in it, which is mm-hmm. amazing for lightweight hydration. We know that. And then it also has bakuchiol as a key mm-hmm. ingredient, super for refining texture and pores, which we know is going to be beneficial for acne-prone skin. And then it also has rosehip oil, which is rich in fatty acids and antioxidants. So I think this is just a really lovely formula that has a key focus on hydration and not just attacking the acne. So I think as their first and only moisturizer so far, it's just, I think it's unique in the market. And I personally don't even have acne-prone skin, but I really enjoyed using it.
Okay.
So that's a product that you can check out regardless of how old you are, in my opinion. Now, touching on all of the categories, we got to talk a little bit about hair. And I know you have a hot tool that you're going to close it out with.
Absolutely. So this is something that I had the chance to try. It just dropped 2 weeks ago, Carlene. So this is a sister product to an iconic cult product, which is the Revlon One Step Styler. You know, we've talked about that many times on our show as being like this Amazon huge hit, you know, and I've definitely used it. I've talked about it on the Marilyn Dennis show. You know, for years, it's just like pretty tough to beat because it's like that product. If your blow dryer and your round brush had a baby, that would be it. So they've come out with a sister edition and it's called the Revlon Salon One Step Root Booster Round Brush Dryer and Styler. And so it's $59 US and 64 Canadian. And so basically what the difference is here, Carlene, is it's the same colors. You'll recognize it right away. Mm-hmm.
Black and pink.
The iconic black and pink, except the brush part itself is 1.5 inches instead of the giant size.
Yeah, it's much smaller. Looks just like a curling iron, guys, but with brush bristles on it.
Yeah, it kind of looks like you took your round brush and stuck it in the top. Like, doesn't it actually look like a round brush?
Yeah, it really looks like a 1.5 inch curling iron, but with a round brush version.
Yeah. So really who this is for, Carlene, is people with shorter to medium hairstyles. Mm, obviously, okay. I have long, thick hair, so I'm not the ideal candidate to be using this. But I think they just wanted to bring more versatility and styling to this product because I think before, if you had really short hair, you couldn't, the barrel of the original One Step is quite large.
Enormous.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's kind of tricky to actually get in there if you did have short to, you know, chin length hair. So I would say the biggest difference for me, Carlene, is it's all about the bristles. So the bristles in the other version, in the original, the OG, I felt like they almost like grab your hair and kind of like smooth. They almost feel mm-hmm. like boar bristles, where these, it just doesn't have that same gripping effect mm-hmm. of your hair. So it does feel like you're just brushing your hair with this rather than the other one where I felt like it was really going to tame those flyaways and really going to straighten and really going to add that smooth factor.
I just think there are so many like knockoffs of the original Revlon that have come out. I know T3 just dropped a version of this. It's got two different heads on it. It's like $200.
Wow.
I still would stand by the Revlon version.
Yeah, I agree. You know? And this one has
just for the power and the volume. It's fantastic for the price.
For $60. Yeah. And this is all they do, you know, and Revlon Pro Tools, they are a sister brand to Helen of Troy and Helen of Troy owns the Dry Bar or they license the Dry Bar products or hot tools. So they're sharing a lot of intel and information and I really trust them. I should also mention that it's a ceramic coated barrel so it can really handle the heat that's coming out and there's three different heat and speed settings. So there's low, there's high and there's cool. And so you get a little bit more, you get that versatility as well in styling. And so I think I'll be passing this on to my friends with short hair and they're going to be excited.
Definitely. Well, thanks for joining us for our budget edition of the Damn Goods Fall 2021 roundup today. Everything that we talked about is listed on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com. Let us know what you've tried, what you've loved, what you're excited about, and we'll see you next week.
And I want to see who has actually listened right to the very end. So if that is you, go over to our Instagram and add a lipstick emoji under our most recent post. And it's going to be like a little game we do to see who's with us right till the very end of our episodes. See you next week.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes, on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast Chat Room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday.